come to Uncle Mo's for family fun. It's good, 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 good.
Mmm, sounds good.
Howdy doodly, folks, and welcome to another audio commentary in space. The first one of 2024, so happy new year and all that jazz. How we doing? How'd y'all's go? Because mine went, well, the whole entire day I had anxiety, being hungover and having dread of the last 12 months there. But then once I got into the swing of things in the party, it was actually a breeze. Plenty of board games and Mario Kart and the like going on there. Played a game called Love Letters, which is, it had Adventure Time print on it. It was quite cutesy and cool. But anyway, you didn't want to hear me talk about my New Year's resolutions, what I do and do not do in between times of New Year's Eve partying. Oh my god, that was a massive horn. Please don't let that carry on to the recording. The recording of Jazzy and the Pussycats from season 18 there. I do remember this one, I think, just because the white stripes were in it. But what we'll think of the rest of it? Sit around and find out. Alright, feel free to pause this and get a snack and go to the loo and do whatever you want, and then we'll come back for the sink. Okay, you're back. How are we feeling now? Good? Rested? Alright, well, if you want to load up Disney Plus or wherever you get your Simpsons memes from, you know, I'm not a cop. I don't judge you how you want to watch it there. We can't all afford the $9.99 in this cost of living crisis. Season 18, Episode 2, you want Jazzy and the Pussycats here. I've got it loaded up myself there. And with that in mind, if y'all are ready, it's a simple, if you've not done this before, if you're brand new to this, folks, there, it's a simple sync of 3, 2, 1, play. And then you play when I say play. It couldn't be simpler, as I've said numerous times now. So here we are, I've got it on 000, and here we go. In 3, 2, 1, play. And we're away. Look at them clouds. So yeah, with New Year's, yeah, I had anxiety because I was pub quizzing the day before and meeting with people, and then all of a sudden, oh, King Kong, oh, King Homer, which is one of my fave ever Treehouse Horror bits, if you know, you know. Listen to that episode, Treehouse Horror 3, give it a listen, folks. But yeah, I had anxiety the whole day because I was having too much of a fun time and the ciders got on top of me. And then I had horrible, resentful thoughts. But that was all fixed by like 7 p.m. when the New Year's Eve party started and I had all the distractions there. Okay, nice misdirect. Not a bad start. Oh, the fucking... It's his Vegas wife. Oh, so that's how they binned her off. Oh, I didn't know. I forgot she died. I can't remember this. Oh, it's all new info here, folks. Bloody hell. Did anyone else have a laser pointer phase? I know a load of my mates, like every fucking early teenager in the mid-2000s had a laser pointer phase. Horrible when you think about it, and just, it's the most annoying fuckwits that had one. So of course I ended up having one. Thankfully, like, didn't get a police call out there, even though I was living in a small village at the time, but it was just like, it was a man walking a dog, ended up chasing us and gave us a big balking, and then like a bunch of spineless 13-year-old just stopped doing it because we were scared shitless. God, how direct is this ball? Fuck it. What the hell is this? Oh, God. Imagine the spittle and the... getting passed around. Jesus Christ. Oh, shut up, Helen. But yeah, New Year's was cool. And we came fourth in that bloody quiz we did the day before. Where it was like, oh, what happened through the year? Big fat quiz kind of style. and I aced the sports questions and the Philip Schofield ones. I don't know what that says about me, but I live for memes and yeah, I'm just gonna stop. Yeah. Everyone else is confused, but I'll take pride in the sports questions. Now, remember, like, from here, I remember Bart Drummond. There, I know what's going to happen now. Sounds like the drum beat from Three Strokes fans. Is this it? I don't even like it. Here we go. This is the bit I remember. It went viral, like early days viral in mid to late 2000s. Because I remember this getting on YouTube and getting shared a bunch in school. I didn't even know it was a parody of the music video. Really cool. Still holds up as well, for the most part. And then the stripes kick in here, don't they? There they go. Old house, my mom is looking, we were checking it out. That's another, I tell you, I ain't got New Year's resolutions because I'm not really into that, but I'm definitely going to go to more gigs, whether it's just independent, no one I know, big bands, what have you. Yeah, more of that. As long as the tickets are about 20 quid or less, I'm well into it. Might even do this day festival in the late summer. Because it got rave reviews last year. Also, it's only about 4 years old, so the ticket is quite cheap. Wait, why did I just realised that white noise machine when her dad died? As in the air stewardess, don't look at me, don't look at me. What in the fucking Vic and Bob is this? Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah, that got on a bit too long. Hate that Homer shouty voice. Damn, he really be on beat like that. Even when he's catching his Z's. Oh, for you musicians out there, is he drumming in a certain style? Or is it just, like, generic, very good drumming? Let me know. On Twitter, at TiredTMC, or in the Facebook comments. That needs to be more of a gift for a meme. I love you so much. Damn you. When you're a Spurs fan. Fitz Ryan. That's not Uta. That is a very skinny Uta. I thought he literally got killed off. No, it is Uta. Oh, Uta's on now. Wow, so he's not dead. He's just a background character and doesn't even speak anymore. Weird. Awkward decision. I'm trying to think. I'm not really... Is anyone into jazz? Let me know. Because I'm not a fan. I can respect it. I'm sure it's more of a... Fucking database. I think it's more than the meme of like, oh, it's just a bunch of... Hey, Ralph's getting down. It's just a bunch of notes getting played at different times or in the wrong way or whatever. But I didn't realise, like, Jamiroquai is technically jazz. Like, what do you call it? Acid jazz. So, in that respect, I am a Jazz fan because I'm a big fan of Jamiroquai. Hopefully, I can see them this year in 2024 if they don't price me out like they did last time with the last album, the fuckers. I'm not paying £45 to see Jamiroquai. I love them, but goddamn, like, know your worth. Cost of living crisis and all that shit, goddamn. Oh no, the heartbreak. I forgot about the jazz element to this. But like, all the jazz they're playing in this sounds alright. It's not all jazz is, what do you call it, instrumental, is it? That sounds like a very thick question, but still. Let me know. Ooh, that was very nice. Good art direction there. Very Mickey Mouse-in. Speaking of Mickey Mouse-in, Steamboat Itchy version of Mickey is finally out of the greasy palms of Disney. And what are they doing with it? Oh, of course, they're doing a shitty horror with it, like they did with Winnie the Pooh. Because of course they do. Nothing original in this life anymore, is there? Trying to think, did they do this? Have they done a similar storyline where... Oh! You know what it reminds me of? The kids' news thing. So Lisa's doing it with integrity, but Bart's just got a natural talent for holding an audience and chatting shit, so he ends up excelling her. Yeah, this. So it's we kind of had this before, but with a different framing device. One's news, one's jazz. Did The Simpsons predict TikTok? Oh, you can hear the BuzzFeed and the Lad Bibles create the shitty articles already. I'll call it a downbeat as well. Oh, he's even dressed like, he's dressed like, Cole Phelps from friggin' L.A. Noire. Wonder if he's going to excel as a cop and then shag that German lady. And then die in a sewer. Spoilers, folks. What a game. That needs a sequel. And Bully. And Rockstar. Just fucking, why are you extending things to 2025? There's no need. You could be working on a Warriors. Do you remember the Warriors? Not to go with Peter Kay. Do you remember Bullseye? Like, do you remember the Warriors game? Really good. And it built on like the original canon. You actually got to play as the as what happened before they were Warriors. It's really sick. Oh my god. Poor girl. Don't read them rags, Lisa. Yeah, I can't remember this whole bit of the episode now, folks. So she just gets a pet because she's sad? I'm not trying to fit in all the memes here, but like, it's no XL Bully, is it? Because they're protecting our rights, apparently, and, yeah. I mean, I kind of get the fuss, because it's dependent on the owner, but also, like, you know, like, you don't see Jack Russell Terriers eating kids, do you? Oh, that's cute. Hank Azaria's the mangy dog. Oh my god. Fucking, that was dark. Jesus. Who is this lady? It reminds me of that South Park episode. Oh, nice. Reservoir Dogs parody. Literally dogs. No, her going like, I like putting animals to sleep. It reminds me of that South Park episode. That was it. I think it's the ninja episode where they go anime. Butters gets the ninja star in his eye. And he's pretending to be a dog. Oh, well, we're going to have to put that little boy down. Oh, wait, he's escaped. Oh, well, I'll just murder another dog. That's not... No, that's not Stampy. I mean, it might as well be one of the elephants, you know, in The Simpsons. There we go. Lisa's Ark. Ah, cute. A boss. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, where the hell is he? I was gonna joke saying, fucking, what the hell is this? His arm is off if he's a real 10-year-old boy. What the hell is this? Jesus. Yeah, no shit, it was a fucking tiger, mate. What is that? I can't remember that. That's a massive escalation. That's too much for me. Could it not be, Oh, don't slag Phil Collins, man. Don't slag the easy lover himself, come on. Oh, yeah, what... I'm not trying to poo-poo, but what would I, rewrite it as? Oh, wrestling in this modern episode. Who knew? Maybe it will get a full 5 stars. But where was I before? Yeah, couldn't they just have it like a... What other animal could you have bite you and it just... Could it not just be a hyena or something? Or one of the dogs? Oh, and that's what... I've only ever seen this as an individual clip on Twitter. Fucking Clancy. You know what? This is quite good. I like the Bart drumming bit, but yeah. Has he paid off Milhouse to do this? No, Cat Daddy, no. Has anyone ever injured their arm? Right, we never find out. Okay, that's disappointing. Yeah, has anyone ever injured their arm or buggered their leg up? Let me know, at Tyler TMC. That was a very Radio 1 question, a Radio 2 question. But yeah, because I never have, never broken a bone, fingers crossed, touch wood. So I can sympathise with Bart here. Wiggum's in the back. That's brilliant. I've never noticed that background gag of him getting snake on an ostrich. That's brilliant. I don't get how people can have more than like three pets. Like people that I've seen, like followed a dachshund accounts on IG, and there's like essentially a dachshund farm, and there's like 8 to 10 of them. Like, Jesus, the house must fucking reek. It's like with these cats as well. It's awful. Yeah, there you go. That's a meme in itself, like, with not like a jazz, like, it lasts forever. And that was 8 hour jazz benefit, 2 songs are played. All the tropes. That and, like, you get individual drummers and your fella with the trumpet. I see trees green. That fella. Oh, and the Mad Names. Yeah, of course, the Mad Names are jazz. And Howard Moon. Howard Moon, you mighty Boosh fans. He's a massive jazz fan, isn't he? How dare you make fun of Frying Pan Jones? He's one cool cat daddy, Vince. Etc, etc. Ew. Don't know about that one. Don't know about that one, Chief. Oh, so, yeah. Completely forgot they had a benefit with this. I have no idea how it ends. Oh, there you go. It's not. Oh, even a fucking roller coaster in there. It's not quite Homer's power plant with the racer stripes that look pretty snazzy. First prize! Alright, bit tired now. Oh, another trope was for jazz people was like they all died of heroin way back in the day. That was another big thing, wasn't it? But yeah, there go the credits. And yeah, thank you again for listening, folks. It's good to be back in 2024. And I'll give you a little reveal now. We're bringing in a new format. Imagine Top of the Pops with Simpsons episodes. That's right. And bringing on old guests. We're going to have our own Top of the Simpsons there. Their top 10 episodes. So I'll leave you tantalized and wanting more for that. As I'll see you next time. Take care, folks.
Come to Uncle Mo's for family fun. It's good, 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 good. Good, good, good.
Mmm, sounds good.